Okay.
Let's continue our chazor. Unless you want to do it, we tell them, but I figured before.
What kind of questions are going to be on the test?
What kind of question on the test? For example, simple one. Define Bishul Daraisa, Bishul Darabana. It's a simple one, right? Then you get fancy ones like what's called Kedarko, Ena Kedarko. Things that will be most like incorporated in a story, because that's why I need time to make up a story. That's the whole thing. Have all that hidden someplace in the story. I'll say it as clearly as I can. Tests have nothing to do with, quote, your evaluation. It's not a test for the purpose of giving you a grade upstairs. It's a test because upstairs wants a test. Okay. I suggested to Chaim Brunstein that he come and take the test. You want a test? Come take a test. Why do you want to bother? Why do you want to bother my students? but this is how it goes here. All right. Let's see if we continue. Go further this way we're doing it. Last Amud we did was Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Okay. One little taste that I want to say with you. You just refer to it, and you learn it. You didn't learn it inside. And hey, Omar Aleph. Probably. Misasi hu esel v'tivos neshama. You have that, Tesis? You with us? Well, I asked the question, why in taking out the tseva, taking out the trailers from the snail, among the surim, they list, right, tseda, and they list disho, squeezing it, get out, right? Why didn't you list the killing? Well, he was a shoma. He says, oh, killing a shoma, it's misasik. Again, remember, the imagery of Misasek, I told you, is waking up in the middle of the night, Friday night, going into the bathroom and flicking on the light. It's nothing to do with me. I had no intention with this Maise, but Misasek is a lesser in a miskavi. Okay? It says, Hi, Misasek, Labdavko. The Misasek, Bechamura, Chayev, Rav Shimon. The hesbo of places is critical. Dama b'ser so peg sofer gochal hanach le tinokos hol mekalkul b'chabur chayim mesasek nam chayiv. What is it? By chabur, there's a special halacha. that mekalkel chabur is chayim. Mina loches loch lavush mi sinai. Making a chabur is always a mekalkel. But by chabur, we say mekalkel is chayim. If mekalkel is chayim, it means that meleches machsheves doesn't function. No, Basev doesn't function, the Misasek is also Chayim. That's why I want to get that clear. I'll explain that again. In the right room. Me the itzach the mishre mila. Doing the toisus on my name and all of. Me the itzach the mishre mila. Michlal the mekalka b'chavur chayav. I had to tell you right, that by mila there is no isur d'ais. Leave the rabbanon out. The noise that I see, mekalkel. No, mekalkel b'chavur is chayim. Right. Ruchashinim lemleches machsheves. The mekalkel the alma lo mifter ela mishum leches machsheves. Umisasik d'ocher. Right. Haynu dovo sheinam miskaven. Kivin deinam miskaven klalam locha buter afilu b'chavur. Afapi t'lo boy mleches machsheves. Kemo kol yisur shavatova, v'oshar bo melechas marshevus v'sholu emes kavod kedamin moch ksus etc. Taisa that sums up a lot that we spoke about yesterday. Remember, we asked, does this concept of enam is kavod apply to other yisur? It was only uniquely to melechas marshevus. She pointed out that it applies to other yisurim too. Remember the people who were selling coats. And the coats have shatas in it, but they put on a whole bunch of coats. That's how they display their wares. And they walk around, people pick the coats that they want from them. They say, well, that's, they're not miskaving. Either wearing it, so, well, that's ain't a miskaving. It's ain't a miskaving on the Levisha. So you see, it's a matir even not by Shabbos. Shabbos Mele has a concept of Leches Machsheves Osotola. I understand why the machshava has to be involved. What you think is important, because that's what Torah said. It's the meleches machshavas of Torah. But you tell me that by chabura, you chayiv even though there's enam is even though you're mekalkel. So look what Torah does: mekalkel, enam is kaved, misasek. All are subtopics on the meleches machshavas. Lech Mashavis is the theorem, and these are the corollaries under the theorem. Therefore, he says, so you have a kasha. The kasha, he doesn't put in form of a kasha, he's putting in form of a hesbo, of an explanation. So why isn't it here relevant? The misasik the hocha, haynu dovo sheina miskaven, kiven deina miskaven klal lemlocha muter afilu bechaburo, afapid loboim leches marshevus. Says you have a problem here. Chaburo doesn't even leches marshevus. Because Chabura Makalkal is also Chayiv. Therefore, it means something like Hashem. Hashem means a constructive, thoughtful act. If you're Chayiv, even when you're Makalkal, then it can't be, or thought it must be a special halacha, the Melech Hashem doesn't apply over here. Otherwise, you report to Makalkal. But Mordechai says, Chabura, you're Chayiv on Makalkal. Every Chabura is Makalkal, yet if you do a Chabura, B'Shabbos, you're Chayiv. Therefore, over here you have to say, right? It's not an aspect of Melechas Masherish. He says, this Enem is Kaveh is less involvement of Chashivus than in Melechas Masherish. Why? Because Melechas Masherish can't be a martyr. Because you need Melechas Masherish, therefore what? Therefore, even Misasek will be Chayiv. The reason why Misasek is Potter is because it violates Melechas Masherish. But if I violate Melechas Masherish anyway by saying Chabur is Mekalkal, and yet you're Chayiv. Mekalkal, Eidem is Kavein, etc., all stem from a requirement from Melechas Masherish. If Mekalkal is Chayiv, that means you don't need Melechas Masherish. So why would you be Potter? When Moran answers, oh, Gabi Nitiyah Neshama, he was Misase Gabi Nitiyah Neshama. So what if he's Misase Gabi Nitiyah Neshama? But in making a Chabura, you should be Chayiv anyway. Therefore, he says, you have to understand that this Melechas Machsheves is not a factor because I'm not dealing with a level of involvement as high as normal misasek, normal einam miskavein. It's the einam miskavein that applies to other malach, other isurim as well. Once you tell me einam miskavein applies to other isurim as well, it means it must be not dependent on leches machshavos. Because other Yisroel don't have halacha Melechas Masherish. Klayim, Shatnes, halacha Melechas Masherish. Therefore, why are you Chayiv? I'm sorry, why are you Potter when Einam is Kavin by Shatnes? There's no halacha, or you need Shatnes, Melechas Masherish by Shatnes. Okay. Yet you tell me that with Einam is Kavin, he's Potter. So it can't be built up from Melechas Masherish. Has to be an independent matir. That Einam is Chavin is a matir without the need for Melechas Masherish. Where Shabbos has a loch of Melechas Masherish, I say, oh, Melechas Masherish, but it's Einam is Chavin, he doesn't fulfill the requirement for Melech of the Reise, because it's Einam is Chavin. But when you tell me it applies also to Shatnes, then it can't be because of Melechas Masherish. Because Shatnes has no halacha of Melechas Masherish applied to it. Pick it up again. Umisasek the hocha, listen. Hainu dovo sheina miskavin, kiven de miskavin klalim locha, muter afila bechabura. Afa pi de lo boim lechas mashevis. Why? Kmo kol isurin shabatora, where lo shayr bo lechas mashevis, v'sharo ena miskavin. Where do you see that? That we learned. Can Amrinan moche ksus moche kedalkan, bovatri is gam becham bnei chama. וכן מוכר בבקם הדקסובס היא אומר אם תמצא לו אדם חבורי מכבור לדם הוא צורך או לא עושה אסמה הוא צורך. That's the sugya we discussed a little bit about marrying on Friday and having first relations Friday night where דם בסולים is a חבור. So you must ask, what is it? What דם חבורי מכבור being לדם הוא צורך? All I know is asma who tzorich. Imtim so I know is asma who tzorich. Halacha k'rab Yehuda, halacha k'rab Shimon. Pirish b'dovo she'en miskavin. Imtim so halacha k'rab Yehuda, b'dovo she'en miskavin, b'mekalkal halacha k'man, mashma di halacha k'rab Shimon, b'dovo she'en miskavin, sulekel is fukid b'mekalkal. Da'afil b'mekalkal b'chibur chayev, kivin e miskavin mutu. So Tosfos introduces a new concept. Eino miskaven isn't failure of kavona. Eino miskaven is a negative below kavona. When I'm eino miskaven for the thing, there, it is. The best example, I'd say, is an onus. It's the same level of involvement as onus. Onus, a fellow puts a gun to your head and makes you do a melach on Shabbos. Right? Did you do the melach on Shabbos or not? Meaning, is it called melech Shabbos? Is it called isur hanor from melech Shabbos? That's where the shayla comes, aloch alamaisi. Someone had to cook for a whole shesh bo sakona. So Moses says, cook b'olim sakona. We don't allow other people to eat. Shema yalba b'shvilo. To shecht an animal, for the doctor says you must have fresh meat. Remember those days where food was the only medicine that existed? He says, oh, then everybody can eat from the animal too. Why? Yefshel, because I is boso, but no shchita. There's no yarbe bishvilo concern, no drabonah concern. Maybe I'll add a little bit more. Shechita is one shchita.
He's still going to cook it though.
Huh?
Even the shchita, and he cooks it now on Shabbat.
You have to learn, it's a doctor's order to shech the animal. It must be something cooky, so it must be easy. You have to eat raw. Bumtso. Okay, Ramon speaks of bosa bumtso. That's supposed to be very healthy eating. So I always assume that the Gemara doesn't say it clearly, but Gemara is talking about bosa bumtso. Right. So steak tartare. Right. Steak tartare is raw meat. Okay.
No.
Anyway. Yeah, well, I want to. We discuss this in great detail, but this Tosfos introduces, didn't get to the Tosfos, introduces a new concept. A concept that Einam is having, right, has nothing to do with the need for Lechas Machshavos. That you have an Einam is having, right, that removes you, so they said, below the level of Lechas Machshavos. Only comparison could be, as I just said, is to onus.
Rebbe, what we're saying here, is this speaking specifically in our case that we're talking about, the mitasek and mekalkel?
Why?
I'll put it
in simple chakra vitalia. Tosha asks a question, he just doesn't put it in the form of a question, so you miss it. But Tosha goes into the hezbollah. To the explanation of the sugya, rather than give the kasha. But it's easy to understand it this way. The kasha is, you tell me, I ask you a question, why aren't you chayav for the tilas hashoma? You're killing the snail. How come that's left out? You tell me, I catch the snail at seder, right? I squeeze the snail, that's called disha. How about killing the snail? He says, killing the scale, he says he didn't want to kill the snail. He wanted to squeeze the snail, he didn't want to kill the snail. Therefore, he besasek l'gabe n'tilas neshama. Kotez asked the question, so what? Chabura is mekalkel. Mekalkel means it's not melechas machshavos. No, machshavos has it now. From the very beginning, we started the sugya over and over again. As two concepts. The machshava of the man, the intent, right? And the chashivus of what he's doing. The word machshavos, they intended that way, but it's easy to remember that way. Therefore, since mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, then it can't be melechas machshavos.
Why is it chayiv?
It's just a kosev.
Mekalkel b'chabura, a person knocks into a person and gives him a bump, he's chayiv?
No. I come over you and give you a bloody nose. I give you a zitz.
So that's not mitasek, that's b'chavana.
Yeah.
No, so why are they even bringing mitasek?
But I'm a kalkel. Oh,
I see, okay.
Unless the nose looks better after I got finished than before. Right. So Mekalkel is Einam Hashevet, is by definition not a Melechas Hashevet. Yet you're Chayev. That should follow that Mesasik is also Chayev. What Chabura did was remove the requirement of Hashevet.
Why can't we just say it's a gzirat hakatuv? It's not a good raya for anything.
I'm sorry?
Why can't we just say it's a gzirat hakatuv? It's an exception case. It's not a raya for anything.
Yeah.
You himself are saying it's a gzirat hakatuv. So you don't bring a general rule from a limited exception.
You can say it, but they wouldn't agree with Tosfos. Right.
Even though it's
gzirat hakatuv, since we don't have such a limud, you don't make gzirat hakatuv on your own. The gzirat hakatuv, you have to find it someplace. So you have to find me a mokol that calls it exeas akosum. If not exeas akosum, then it's simply the fundamental understanding of Melech HaShabbos. That's how Tosfos learned. Therefore, in on saying Melech HaShabbos, I can't separate mekalkel, right, from misasek. Right, it's one and the same. Therefore, Tosfos has akashe. But it didn't form and form a kashe, form a hezbah. Therefore, we must conclude that Eina Mischavein has nothing to do with Melechas Mashevis. Haraya, it applies to non Hilchos Shabbos as well. That's what Tosfos says. That's the Chiddush of this Tosfos. That Eina Mischavein seems to stand alone as a matir, or as I like to understand it, as a barrier between the Masa Odom, what the man does, and what he accomplishes. Even if his Einam is coming, it removes him from an active involvement in the outcome. The best example is Onus. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, you didn't do it. No, you didn't, I did it. No. Well, Grand Sugya are tied together, right? Onos and Einam Mischavein and Misasik, right, are all in the same category. Legabe Hilchos Shabbos, it makes nice sense, right? It's all Melechas Mashevis problems. But once we expanded it outside of Shabbos, then it can't be based upon Melechas Mashevis. It has to be in itself a matir, because it divorces the man from his actions, a thoughtless, a decapitated individual, right? Whether it's intellectual or it's like a shoter and so on. We have the same halachas.
Are Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda in agreement on this point? That we said in the beginning, Chayav the Rabbi Shimon. Is that the miute? Is that to exclude Rabbi Huda? Or just to say,
no, yeah,
that even Rabbi Shimon is mode.
That mekalkel b'chabura, no, that mekalkel b'chabura doesn't have the matir of mekalkel. That's what he says. Mide itzach lemishri mila. Since I needed a gzeres hakosev, that Mila is Zohar Shabbos, why should Mila need a Zohar Shabbos? Mila is Mekalkel. I'm cutting a piece of somebody, that's Mekalkel. Michlal the Mekalkel Bachabura is Chayim. What about Melechas Machshevis? If it's Mekalkel, it can't be Melechas Machshevis, right? The Mekalkel Ba'adalmud, normally we say, well, Mitzvah Mishmel Mashevis, right? Therefore, you have to say that Einam Mischavein can't be built on the requirement for Melechas Mashevis. But Einam Mischavein, right, is a ptur in its own right. Okay, let's continue. Continue the way we've been doing it, using the riff. Okay. Okay, look at the Riv. We're up to what do you have? Pick up on
Lama Beis
right after the Haiman that showed us Sichsel Atunas. Okay, I have Daf Tzadik. You have a different one.
Lama Beis. And before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's after the bullet, right?
Yeah. Look at Shabbos.
Yeah.
Hi, man. Lamed Beis in the other lives. Okay, you got it. So there you have the other one. Lamed Beis down here. I'm on the show today.
Lambez on a base.
Okay. Tomorrow we discussed several times already. Haiman the show the Sirsa Latuno, he throws in a wet log, a green log, in order to kiln dry it. It should be a kiln dried log, which is better for building and better for fireplace. Right? Chai Bashum of Asho. Pshita, naturally. Mao the same old is surely monokama chave. Kamash Malon, the mir for rofe voda comet. Comes the rip and gives a different shot than we had.
We're in the riff. Daf Lam Beis on okay, Beis.
Remember.
Sad Chilazon. Then, that's how it's be.
Rasha said, the Shodi. Sikhso Shehishrich Yoseid Lach Litano Cham Liavtor Shiz Kasher. We've been learning a log. He puts a log in order to dry the log. Right? Look what the Ran says. I'm on the show the Sikhso. Right?
Which Ron, Rebbe?
Haiman is other.
Really see it. Hold it. What did show you? Do? Okay. Look at the riff. Sorry, Manda Shot Sisla Tuna, Chaim Shavasho, Pshito, Mao the same of the Shuri Monokam Chavin. You with us? Kamash Malon, the Mir for Rofi, go to Comet. Pira Sikso, Giloli Behemo Rikikin. What's he talking about? Cow pies, the manure. It tells you something you should know. That what? That the whole millions of people in India, millions of people in the whole continent, use that as fuel. But a wet manure doesn't go well for fuel, so you have to dry it out first, then you can use it for fuel. And he learned this in the same shot. You have to first cook it dry, right? And then it hardens. continue to live. Amar Rava, Haiman da Asa Kufra Chai Moshe Mevashel. What's the big chiddush here? He melts tar, but then it goes ahead and hardens again. He hasn't accomplished anything. You have to have a special new halacha, right? Isur d'oraisa, not a d'rabbanan. He's chayev for melting tar, even though it's a dovah sheinah miskayim. Melting lead, it's a dovah sheinah miskayim. But the movement from hard tar to liquid tar is a meleches machsheves, because, as the Egli Tal explained in Bishul, because it's a meleches tikkun, because you've made a new use from it. You couldn't use it as it was in the solid state. By moving it into a liquid state, that I add a new utility, increasing the utility is a ma'aser bishul also. The Egli Tal, if you remember, really uses this to try to explain why is it that the Isur d'oraisa on boiling water. Remember the shaila that he poses? It's a double shenechel kaboshu chai. Halacha is food that can be eaten raw. If you cook it, not over Isur d'oraisa. Because it's double shenechel kaboshu chai. Well, water is nechel kaboshu chai. And he then introduces this strange concept that even though it's nechel kaboshu chai, but no one drinks cold water. Hot water is what people drink. What does it mean to say? That there's an increment in utility that doesn't exist before. Hot water is used for making tea. People drink that. They don't drink cold water. In those days, no one drank plain water anyway. They thought if they drank water, it was diluted with wine. That's why they survived to produce new generations. Because the wine is a fine antiseptic. Since the water supply was never the best, by putting in a third wine, that made all the bacteria drunk. So they couldn't know what to do. Yeah. This concept that cold water, it's nothing special. And hot water becomes choshuv, that's the same concept. Even though it's nechal chai, of course, there's an increment in utility that doesn't exist before, therefore it's so. And apples, I cook apples, they'll increase in utility. It's a different form of apples. You like it soft apples, you like hard apples, etc., etc. But water moves from a low level utility to a high level utility. If it's a ma'aser bishul. So all these concepts, you have to read it into our sugya. Jump there now on the next bit. Hakosher b'matir. Okay, remember we told you on kosher matir, we have a problem here. Because it says, Hatofer shei tefiros yechayev. Since for everyone who does any sewing knows, if I take two stitches, it's not going to stay that way. Holo kaima, and a melacha has to be a melacha, right? Has to have kiyum. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, who should koshron? He makes a knot at the end. Now here's the mock I told you, this is machlokas. How do you look upon that knot at the end? Is that just part of the sewing process? Or the two amalachos, tofer and then kosher. So look at the Ran. Atofer sheitirus v'holo kaima, v'kiven d'lo kaima lo malachasi. You people should review that what I gave out early in Zman, that kakelas ha-shabbos, the teferus yishoel, which runs through the requirements of malachos, Right, remember his mnemonic? What's the mnemonic? How do you know? That's, a mnemonic means you shouldn't forget. So now I got to give you a mnemonic to remember the mnemonic. It's aim a double soft. It goes on indefinitely. Okay. Kigeshem Mokok. Kigeshem Mokok. Like a rain which softens things. Kigeshem Mokok. Kulo Gufo Shinui Miskaven. Right? Mikalkel Kayam. Okay. Look at the run. We keep it low. Kaimi lav malochi. Shekoshron shekoshar shnei roshei achut. Umikan lomad harav arblezer mimitz. Remember the egli tal that we've been learning seems to have a predilection for quoting the Sefer Yireim, the arblezer mimitz. The kosher kesher echad. Lo mechayev, chaining is coming. Di mechayev, kivim the tofer state firos, lo mashkachas lo below kesher. Therefore, we typically mechayev b'shem kosher. Alavad ekeramon on hocha b'shem kosher le kesher echad askinon. Why does he take care of it? He avoids the whole problem. I pose the shayle, if tofer needs kosher, then you're over to avalochos. I'm kosher as well as I'm tofer as well as kosher. She says, no, but kosher needs a kesher shel kayama to be a kosher. Therefore, a kesher shel kayama require, if you tie your shoelace just once, it's not going to hold. I need the second one that does it. That bow on top makes it into a kesher. Right? The first time you make the first quote, not, it's not a, the first time you interlace. You crisscross the right? It's no good. But it's as far as the tofer goes, it'll hold its feeler. That's his hezbollah. How it's going to happen, I don't know how it's going to last for any length of time, basically. But nevertheless, that's the analysis. Therefore, the kosher didn't over on the iser kosher, because he only takes one twist. If you do two twists, there'll be two melochos. There'll be tofer and kosher. But since he does only one, so the kosher is not kayoma. So two non-kayoma equals a kayoma. The tefila, the two stitches won't hold without you crisscrossing at the end. Then it holds. Definitely holds long enough to be called kayoma. And that's how he avoids that shayla. Is there two other way? We pose the shayla. If kosher is part of tofer, and it can't be done, then it's one mitzvah malacha. So you have a malacha of kosher alone, and a malacha which is associated with tofer, right? But my kavana was on the tefillah or something. It's hard to work out how the Gemara will analyze it. Will there be two malachas or not? So the lesser mimitz evades the whole problem by saying there was no mitzvah kosher. There's only a kosher she'ena shel kayoma, but it's adequate to make the tofer into kayoma. Okay, then.
What the geshem makok? Mainly also mean you have to do the whole thing. Two people doing the malacha together, partner. Like if two people carrying a bench together, dragging it, it'd be different than one person carrying it.
So many options.
All right, let's see where the time. Hakorea maslit for Sheikh Firos, right? Why? Shekei Yiriya, Shof Bodal, and Kovin also, with Tofin also, meaning where do you have that there if you go ahead and you tear something in order to, because you want to sew it up, where's the Mleches Machshavas there? It truly should be playing Kilkul. So he explains, no. They want Sheken Yiriya Shinofu Bodarlo. In the Mishkan, one of the curtains developed a moth hole. And how do you sew up? Don't leave it that way, it's not nice, not Kvod Hashem. So you have to fix it. How do you fix a moth hole? If you go ahead and you sew it up, there'll be a wrinkle. How do you sew it up so it shouldn't be a wrinkle? And he says, why? You korea and then tofu also. You cut it and then you sew it. What does that mean? If I have a hole and I cut it on top, I cut it on bottom, then I can match up the two edge, make it neat. It shouldn't look like a clump. It shouldn't look like something that doesn't belong there. When you sew up another seam, fine, there's seams all over the rios. So you have another little seam over there. That's a rule in plastic surgery also. Right? You can't just go ahead and someone got a puncture wound, you can't just go ahead and you sew it up, then it'll have a big scar. So they cut on top, cut on bottom, and match up the two edges, and sew it up neatly.
But even so, you cut on top and you try to cut on bottom, but in the middle, aren't you still going to have the revach in between?
No, not if you know if you're a tailor, not if you do it. No. Okay. And then you have this strange combination halachas of Rav that I explained to you. Amar Rav, Hamoseh Chutz Shel Kfirah B'Shabbos. If you go ahead and you pull together a loose thread, and by pulling on the thread you pull together the two edges of cloth, Chayev Chatos, that's a Maisa Tfir already. Okay, you see how the Ran explains it. Look at the Ran. Hamoser Chutzal Tfiro. The Omeid Beinir Hachut Oruch. He has a piece of thread sticking out, a long piece of thread. When the spaldu shtechatichos habeged, the two pieces of cloth separated, zumizu, the mixas. I gave you a better example: the button on your jacket loosened, and if you can pull on the thread, you will pull it closer to the beged. That's the same thing. The shtechatichos habeged zumizu. V'chuti ha'tfilos imshochen u'mosad esroshe ha'chutim lahodeg l'chaber ha'tmichos ha'chatichos zehu tfiloso v'chayiv. That's a ma'aseh tfilo. Okay, pulling together two things that are separate. There. And next, v'adom edolechem in amagush. Right? So Rashi gave you two possible definitions of Maglish, a magician or a missionary, Amin. By the way, you heard me on the radio that there were two women attacked in Israel who were hiking, and one of them was killed. And she was wearing a Mogen David. That's why they killed her, most likely. She was a missionary. I heard on radio coming in. She was going to a mission in a mission to the Jews from England. And she was working as a missionary among the Jews. So Kodesh Baruch Hu also has something to say. Okay. Halom edovecha min amagush. chayav. I told you I like to analyze this by yodea the chashev tkufos mazalos. He knows to study astronomy veina mechashev. He doesn't do it. Also the saper himeno. You mustn't talk to him. Rabbi Yochanan, he leaves out the end of the Gemara. From Rabbi Yochanan, mitzvah lechashev tkufus mazalos. So I told you there's a connection in all these three things. Isur tefila is to put things together. The isur of avodah zarah, or of magic, which is a kishuv, which is an aspect of avodah zarah, is to tear apart the Hashem Echad, to make powers in the world other than Kodesh Baruch Hu's power. Hence he puts them together. To go ahead and pull on the thread, you're pulling things together. To study Avodah Zarah or magic, you tear things apart. Therefore, it's one Omar, we're all three together. All right, then. Jump down to, again, we're reading for us. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Atzor bekli tzura, v'manafe bekli zchuchis, chayim mishumaka bepatish. He too, remember, Tosfos Asakasha and Rashi. When the Gemara lists all the surim you could do in making a barrel, we discussed it yesterday, the Tosfos asks, why did he leave out bone? So I explained to you, my husband Rashi, because the wet clay barrel has no function, it's not called bona yet. Fine. But Tosfos then asks on himself, what do you do with the Gemara later on that says, Hamanapech bekli zchuchis chayev mishumaka bepatish, not mishum bona. A glass blower takes a hunk of molten glass and blows out a vessel that's called Maka Bapatish, the last act of a malacha, but in itself is not a malacha. Why isn't it called Bona? He left it as a kasha on himself. Right. So I told you the way you have to learn pshat, it shouldn't be a kasha on Tosfos. Right? Tosfos didn't learn that way. It is by pointing out that we're not talking about a lump of wet glass, of molten glass in which he blows out. But rather, it says, Hamanapech, watch the language, Biklitzchuchis. Not Hamanapech Klitzchuchis. Not Biklitz, meaning he blows out a Klitzchuchis. Biklitz, meaning he had a vessel already, but he wanted to put some kind of schmitschik on it, a little handle on it, or something. So he heats it up again. And he blows, therefore it was not a bona case, it was merely a maka bepatish case. That's how you think, even though Tosfos doesn't defend himself as that, but that's the way that, even though it's not nice, I told you, should let Tosfos suffer, since he starts up with kasha all the time. Let him know what it feels like to have a kasha without a teretz, right? But nevertheless, he serves our needs greatly, so we have to do him a favor sometimes too. Shof ton rabbanon chosa av osach has gedolo yesh b'mkom oydeit of chaypot. Mo says, what's mlechas marsheves by ksiva writing two osios, one os not. Right. Why mlechas amishkan was putting together the boards each time. So how they knew which boards match up, which board goes next. They put a simon, aleph, aleph, beis, beis, right? So that we know which comes one after the other, right? You need therefore two osios on either board. But if he writes one big os, as far as my locha goes, right, I play a little os, so two little osios, right, could be far less writing than I make one big os. No, it doesn't go that way. It doesn't go with volume. It goes with quality, right, two osios. But mochek natso, mochak osachas gedola, mochek has to be a maslichtov. So if he goes there and he raises one letter, which is a big letter, and has room in there to put in two letters, how you measure that, I've been able to find a good moko to explain. Does it match up with the kind of letter? I mean, everybody knows, size of letters, look, people write small, Adam is writing that way, someone writes twice the size there because he can afford a bigger notebook or something. Like. So how you measure what's called a big os, a little os, gabi mochek is critical. Because mechiko, then, if it's a mokom lichto shtei osios, then you chayev. Whose osios are you measuring? So, poshup shat, you have to say, the one who's writing. A sofer is writing. He has his script, he has his handwriting, his style, right? And that we measure by the maise melocha of the ksiva, since it's mochek, I'm las lichtov, isn't just mochek, I'm erasing, and now I'll put the paper in my drawer, right? And I have stationery now that's been erased, and I will use it when next year. It's hard to imagine. That's what the Gemara means. So it means during the Maisa Melocha, right, the Ksiva Mechika, at the Mochek Am Lasichtov, so it should be involved with some kind of Ksiva as well. Okay, I think that's as far as we'll go in Kal Godol. After lunch, we'll switch to already to Kira. Now, again, I suggested tomorrow.